Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, are looking to hear from people with sight loss or those who work with people with sight loss to share their experiences and ideas for improving support. Here to tell us more is the charity's Head of Strategic Innovation, Caroline Baird. So thanks very much for coming on, Caroline. Tell us then about the project and why it's important.
Great, thank you. Well, I'm really passionate about this project. It's a new piece of research that we're doing that will really help us shape the future of the support that's available for people with sight loss. So we're really keen to understand people's experience of the support that's currently available and, crucially, get their ideas on how things could be better. So the insight that we get from the research will help us both improve existing services and how they're delivered and hopefully help us develop new services and offers. So really, it's going to play a key role in helping to ensure people get the help they need that's going to enable them to thrive when they need it and in a way that works for them.
And who are you looking to hear from and why is their input valuable?
Well, we really want to hear from people with lived experience of sight loss and their friends and family, and also people who work with blind and partially sighted people. So that's professionals involved in delivering support of all kinds for people with sight loss. So essentially, we're looking to engage both people involved in delivering support, care, information and advice, and those on the receiving end of support. So we're particularly interested in people with a relatively recent sight loss diagnosis. We know that it can be a really difficult time for people, and we really want to know from them what it is they need and what we can do to best support them. We also want to hear from people who may have lived with sight loss for some time. What information and help and advice do they still need, and what kinds of support do they wish they'd had in place when they started to lose their sight? So really, we know it's people with first-hand experience of the issues who are the real experts, and they're the ones with skin in the game, so they're the people who are going to have really great insight and ideas for how to do things differently or how things can be improved. So that's the people we want to hear from, and yeah, please encourage people to share their ideas.
So what kind of ideas would you be looking for?
There are no right or wrong ideas. We really want people to sort of dream big about what their sort of ideal support service could look like, what sort of help would be provided and how. And that could be ideas to improve existing services or really big, bold ideas for things that don't yet exist yet. We know life changes after sight loss, obviously dramatically in some cases and sometimes overnight, and that there is support out there that can equip people with new tools and ways to stay independent and get out and about, etc. But there's always room for improvement. We can always do better, and we need to adapt with changing times. So we know technology has a role to play, and we're also hearing from research that, as well as building practical skills for everyday life, like orientation and cane use, there's also a need for emotional support, whether that might be from professional therapists or through the power of peer-to-peer support, perhaps. So we're already sensing there are some gaps in the support that's currently available, but I don't want to prejudge the outcome of the research. And basically, we're open to any ideas, any and all ideas, big and small.
So how then will the findings from the project be used, Caroline?
The insight we get from the research will absolutely help us shape our innovation priorities and plans here at RNIB. It will enable us to improve existing services, as I've said, and also develop and test new ways to support people so that they can thrive. It's really actionable research that will hopefully drive changes that mean that people are going to get more of the right kind of help at the right time and in a way that works for them, whether that's following a diagnosis or later on in their journey, perhaps if their situation changes. We just want to ensure that the right kinds of support are available at the right time and that people with sight loss know where to go to access help at any point.
How can people get involved and what's the best way for them to take part?
The easiest way to take part in the survey is probably to visit the RNIB website, which I'm sure listeners know is rnib.org.uk, and click on the link that's on the homepage there. But the second thing people can do is help us spread the word. So if you know someone living with sight loss or who works in the sight loss field with people with sight loss, then please encourage them to visit the website and take part in the survey. The more people who share their ideas, the better. So please just get involved and have your say. We really want to hear your ideas.
We wish you lots of luck with the project. In the meantime, Caroline Baird, RNIB's Head of Strategic Innovation, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much. I'm glad to be able to get the message out there.